From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Jeffrey Callison. Live music is an important part of our show. This year, as usual, many great and varied musicians came to our studio. And today we'll listen again to some of the highlights. They include Chris Hillman, formerly of the Byrds, playing the band's classic song, Turn, Turn, Turn. Also, all-girl rock band Aphrodite's Trainwreck, jazz musicians from the acclaimed Rio Americano High School Band, and a local songwriter recalls hearing one of his tunes performed on American Idol. But first, local hip-hop group Righteous Movement. The band is made up of four MCs and one DJ. Three of the MCs visited us in May, Tace, Theek, and Scourge. I asked them how hip-hop is doing in Sacramento. Are these good days, bad days, or somewhere in between?
I think it's always good days in hip-hop.
This is Theek.
Yeah, this is Theek. I think it's always good day in hip-hop. Hip-hop's good for us. We can pretty much only speak for ourselves. So
yeah. What about in Sacramento?
I'd say it's hip-hop in Sacramento is flourishing. There's a lot of new groups coming out. You can see that by the Sammy nominees this year. So I think the hip-hop scene is doing well.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are there different schools of hip-hop in Sacramento?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, you got your conscious, you got your more street. So, you know, it covers a spectrum.
When you say conscious, what do you mean by that?
More political, more motivational, mm. I would say.
Introspective.
Yeah, introspective.
Righteous. Yeah.
More righteous.
And that's where you guys fit in, I guess.
Yeah,
you got
it. We're in there. We're conscious as well as party rock. You know, we like to specialize in moving the crowd. You know, our live shows is our bread and butter. That's where we get it in at. So
yeah.
We like to keep the crowd moving as well.
Yeah. You, one of your songs, What's a Man, was in the movie Empty Streets mm-hmm. last year. And we actually featured that film on our show Insight last year when it came out.
Awesome. Okay.
How did it come about that your song was in the film?
Paul Booth. Good looking out, Paul. He actually saw us at the Sammy Showcase last year. And after the showcase, he said the song really touched him. And then he sent us an email, and he and I got to talking, and he asked, can he use it? And, of course, we said, yeah.
Yeah? And why? Did you want to see the film first, or did you just go by the fact that he said, this is what my film's about, and I'd like your song in it?
Yeah, exactly. And for us, we like to represent independent people, too. You know, like he said, the independent thinkers, the people that do things independently. And so when he and I talked and he explained everything to me and it sounded like a good idea. And before he went to press with it, he showed it to me and it worked well.
You're going to do What's a Man for us in our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the instrumental track's going to be played from an iPod, which is the first time we've tried that in the show. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. Did any one of you in particular write the song?
We all did.
We all wrote the song together.
Yeah.
I think you wrote the hook though, didn't you, Tace?
I think Tace came up with the concept for the track, and it's his style of a song. And when we write our songs, sometimes Scourge will bring something to the table, and you can tell it. You know, it's more of a Scourge sounding track. That's the beauty of having four MCs in one group, because we're mm-hmm. able to kind of touch everything. But this particular, you know, it's more his style. But, you know, everyone adapted to it well, and it works out well for the group. So,
okay, great. Well, we're going to hear Righteous Movement do their song, What's a Man? And, well, let's just take it away.
Just one man with a thought process that'll change the way the government's ran. They fessed up to a destiny plan. If the new world comes and it exists without the black man, they got rules and regulations to bury us. We all live in blind in the age of Aquarius. Exodus at this point is approaching as society exists off the utter lack of fear in us. The guns bust is a way to survive, but the one to bite the bullet is a brother to I. Family ties are easily broke when you're dealing in the game that's based on cutthroats and low lives of dreams. To high hopes, they furnish the crap pipe to defer the dreams for. So now we sit with the plot forgot. Oppressed neighborhoods now move like robots. They thoughts locked on getting the cash crop. Now corporate America invests in black stock. For a piece of the pie, they call America and they poison our young so they die.
Yeah, it's a man's game, so I approach you like a man. No left hand dash, please extend the right hand. You a conscious brother, okay, you down for the cause. Are you righteous in your ways, do you fight for your laws? I'm sinning, living every day, I pay for my flaws. Touch my pole soul before I drink at the bar. I pray every day that myself I won't swallow. No, I'm sluggish in my ways, but I live for the power. Buy my mama Jaguar, I promise her tomorrow. See the youth grow up, rebuild up the towers. Slam we once owned, no more, we all cowards. What happened to the strong fist pumps and black power? I wish I had enough money to help us through the poverty, see? Your life is so bad, you got a big TV. You would want to be glad you had a dad, homie. I know your partner is mad, he never had, homie. Too many words and sad, they never try lonely. And all your gangs ain't bad, you never bang phony. So if you see me slanging, act like you don't know me. Don't try to run up on me with your homies, Brett and Tony. Little kittens and powder puffs and pepperonis. Known for acting bad and never did the thing slowly. Please believe I ain't the baddest on the block, Rody. Don't want to get shot, sometimes I hold a Glock.
What's a man if he gives his opinion?
Thoughts, beliefs,
past experience.
Pleasure, pain, and grief.
This world is unbalanced, need time to find relief.
I find peace
when I pull my soul out on blank sheets.
What's a man
if he can't voice his opinion?
Thoughts, beliefs,
past experiences.
Pleasure, pain, and grief.
This world is unbalanced, need time to find relief.
I find peace
when I pull my soul out on blank sheets.
Check it. The melody is therapy, inducing me to vent what's on my mind momentarily. It's like life's necessarily preparing me for harder days. Gotta make smarter plays to carry me. Gotta be there to see the way that it unfolds when young souls grow to be the ones in control. Feel me? Relaying truth that's untold and hot trends of exploiting women become cold. Run bold, chasing after dreams and fame. Strange need for pain, trees to ease the brain. So many schemes became quick means and aims to gain quick change, leaving kings and queens in chains. My mind strained, sitting trying to explain. Many contents, nonsense, we dying in vain. It's not a game. Those playing play for keeps. I find peace when I pull my soul out on blank sheets.
What's a man if he can't voice his opinion?
Thoughts, beliefs,
past experiences,
pleasure, pain, and grief.
This world is unbalanced, need time to find relief.
I find peace
when I pull my soul out on blank sheets.
What's a man
if he can't voice his opinion?
Thoughts, beliefs,
past experiences,
pleasure, pain, and grief.
This world is unbalanced, need time to find relief.
I find peace
when I pull my soul out on blank sheets.
Find peace.
Sacramento hip-hop group Righteous Movement on Insight in May. We're listening again to some of our favorite live performances of 2008. A member of one of the greatest bands of the 60s joined us in June, guitarist, singer, songwriter Chris Hillman, formerly of The Byrds. He's also been in the Flying Burrito Brothers and the Desert Rose Band. Hillman was in town for a concert with his longtime friend and colleague Herb Peterson. I asked Chris where his musical home is, given all the genres he's played in over the years.
My musical home is really traditional folk music, covering bluegrass and mountain music, string band music. That's really where it all comes out of.
Yeah. You were born and brought up in Southern California?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there a big scene, bluegrass and old folk music scene there at that time?
There was a scene. It was rather small, and Herb grew up in Berkeley, and so I met Herb when he came to Los Angeles. I came up to Los Angeles about late 62 or early 63 from the San Diego County area. So in Los Angeles itself, there was a young David Lindley, a young Ry Cooter, various people, but very dedicated young guys. We were probably all 17, 18 years old learning how to play then.
Was that what your family was listening to?
No. My father often wondered when I started listening to that kind of music that if I was really his son. He said, was he left on the doorstep? My father liked Count Basie, Duke Ellington, so when I'm playing, was playing in my bedroom, the Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe, he was scratching his head going, how did this happen? But it was, unfortunately, the poor man didn't live long enough to see the fruits of my labor. So,
you are a longtime mandolin player, correct?
Well, yes, I am. I'm still struggling with it. Still struggling.
What do you mean still struggling?
Because I don't think you ever master an instrument in that sense. And there was a period where I didn't play it for like 10 years, but I find it challenging, and I'm always learning new things. And I don't consider myself really a bluegrass player. I can play at it, but I'd rather incorporate all kinds of different kind of music into it. It's a wonderful instrument. Infuriating at times, but sometimes it's very pleasant.
My guests are Chris Hillman, that's him, and Herb Peterson. They have their instruments. Chris, Herb, what are you going to play for us? An old bird
Jeffrey,
song?
Here's a song that probably the only time a song was number one single in America and the UK, and right out of the Old Testament, from the words wisdom of Solomon, or his words. He wrote this, Turn, Turn, Turn. This is what the birds had out in 1965.
One, two, three. Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every person under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down. A time to dance and a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together.
Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson on Insight in June. Nashville-based singer-songwriter Tori Sparks brought her soulful, countryish rock to our studio in October. I noted that she'd been playing for years in the US and Europe, but that the West Coast tour she was then doing was the first time she'd played in many cities out here, including Sacramento, and I asked why.
Well, because, you know, I live in Nashville and it's very centrally located for the eastern half of the country, the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and Texas. But there's like nothing between Kansas City and like you guys, unfortunately. So I finally just decided I had to take a plane and a rental car and make it work because I heard such good things about the West Coast and it just was like this Disneyland I'd never been to.
You got your guitar with you and you're going to sing a song for us. Just tell us briefly your musical background. What did you grow up with and what did you grow into?
Well, a lot of the music that I think my parents tried to introduce me to, I hated and thought was boring. And now, of course, it's all my favorite stuff, like the Beatles or like Janis Joplin, Led Zeppelin. I love Tom Waits and U2. So I guess lots of blues. I guess high school and college is where I found most of the people I still really like.
Yeah.
So, but of course, in Nashville, you always meet all these independent musicians no one probably will ever hear of. They're so good. So if anything, I should just make them come on the show instead.
Tori Sparks, her latest album is called Under This Yellow Sun. And the song you're going to sing for us is from that album, right?
Yeah, that's right. I almost didn't make it on the album, but it's turned out to be one of my favorites now.
And it's Caged Bird.
That's right, yes.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing it.
Okay. If anyone knows the Maya Angelou poem, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, this was kind of inspired by that. This is my esoteric moment. I'm very proud of it.
Once I hung on to your every breath, and I was left hanging. I clipped my wings just to hear you sing. You sure sounded pretty as you flew away. So don't tell me about no caged bird. Oh, no, no, about no caged bird. Oh, the door swings wide in your mind. Unfettered, you'll find that your heart will take to the sky. I will take to the sky, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. You used to put me to shame. You put me in my place. I swallowed it down. Got used to the taste, but rather than hold up my heart like a cup for your change, I sleep in the street these days. So don't tell me about no caged bird. Oh, no, no, about no caged bird. Oh, the door swings wide in your mind. Unfettered, you'll find that your heart I will take to the sky. I will take to the sky, yeah, 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 ooh, ooh, oh. Now after all that I've seen, it's the least I can do. Make a present of my past to the ears in the room. Now don't let them nail you to that tree, 'cause there ain't no lock. Do you give them the key? No, no lock. Do you give them the key? Oh, don't tell me about no caged bird. Don't tell me about no caged bird. Oh, the door swings wide in your mind. And oh, the heart will take to the sky. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Singer-songwriter Tori Sparks on Insight in October. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, more of this year's great live musical performances on our show. We'll be right back. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Callison. You can download Insight. Details at capradio.org/insight. Today, we're listening again to some of the great live music this year on Insight. A local songwriter's work was featured on American Idol this year. The week before the show's finale, singer David Archuleta performed a song called In the Moment. The composer, Ryan Gilmore, lives in Sacramento. He and his band Gilmore joined us on Insight in June. I asked Ryan how his song came to be on American Idol.
It was narrowed down through a competition and voting process and stuff to a top 10, and then they had a coin toss with the two finalists, the two Davids. And David Archuleta won the coin toss and chose the song to sing on the finale.
And how come your song was there? Did you choose to enter it?
Yeah, I entered it into an online contest, and you know, from what I heard, there was about 250,000 entries, and then the producers of the show and the creators of the show narrowed it down to a top 20, and then it went online for voting by the public.
That's a lot of entries.
Yeah, So to get the top 20, actually to get as far as the finals, was pretty amazing.
Well, let's remind ourselves of some of the song. This is David Archuleta on American Idol with the song In This Moment.
Driving through the city for the first time you met me. Staring through windows at my own reflection. How can a window encompass perfection? Now that I know what it's like to be living this beautiful world, you never stop giving. I can't return to a life with no vision. Born into eyes marked by my own decision. And I wanna be in this moment. No one can take.
How did he do?
I think he did great. I was a little skeptical at first because nobody's ever performed a song, you know, that I've never had somebody else perform one of my songs. We always do it as a group, so it was pretty cool to see somebody else doing it on such a large scale, and I think he did a great job with it.
How different is his version from what Gilmore does?
Pretty much the same. I mean, they really didn't change anything. He tweaked the melody on a couple spots, but for the most part, the arrangement, even the string arrangements, everything was pretty much verbatim.
Did you know it was going to be on that night?
Yeah, I got a call before the weekend that they told me that, you know, that David Archuleta had chosen the song, but they had left themselves an out. They said, you know, the producers sometimes change things up and might change the last minute, but once it aired on the East Coast, they started getting calls and knew that it was going to happen for sure. So
one of the judges, Simon Cowell, said the lyric was egotistical.
Yeah. I guess it could be taken that way, but it wasn't written that way.
My guest is the band Gilmore. That's Ryan Gilmore. He's songwriter, singer, and guitarist. You've got some of your instruments with you today, not the full band musical lineup, but all the band members are here. What song are we going to hear?
We're going to do a song called Kids Will Be Kids.
Okay, very good. This is Gilmore in our studio.
When I was a kid with everything, was a child, I was living on the wild, and I can't believe that I'm still around. Let the kids make up their minds and do what they do best. Walk along the streets of broken hearts and loneliness. Crimson eyes to find the pain the words cannot explain. Tears will fall like rain. And kids are gonna mess it up and learn from their mistake. And if I had a book of time, a fortune I could make. And we can all pretend that we were not the same. But after all, this life is just a game. Yeah, when I was a kid with everything you did, I can't believe that I'm alive and not 6 feet underground. Cause when I was a child, I was living on the wild, and I can't believe that I'm still around. Oh, I was only 17 and skipping out of school. Authority would treat me like an adolescent fool. Lips are meant for kissing, ass and breaking down the wall to rise above it all. Yeah, when I was a kid with everything I did, I can't believe that I'm alive and not 6 feet underground. Cause when I was a child, I've heard the voice of reprimand, and now I'm doing fine.
say I told you so, like you once said to me, and we'll be together in the end, as long as there's redemption to defend. Yeah, when I was a kid with everything you did, I can't believe that I'm alive and not 6 feet underground. 'Cause when I was a child,
Ryan Gilmore and his band Gilmore on Insight in June. Latin and country folk rock band Sisters Morales joined us in October. Lisa and Roberta Morales are from Texas. They came to our studio with guitarist David Spencer. The sisters had separate musical careers when they were younger. I asked Roberta how they got together as a duo.
Well, actually, I was in Japan and Lisa was working on a project and needed somebody to help her, and so she called me, and it just worked out. I never left, actually. She couldn't get rid of me, but we just decided to put things together.
It was time. It was time for us to be able to do the project together.
Yeah.
How did you decide what kind of music you were going to do?
Just things that we've been music that we've listened to while we were growing up, and
We both had our own styles at that point, so it was just merging our voices, I think. So it wasn't, this is the kind of music we're going to do. It was just kind of what we're doing now. It did have a little bit more country flavor at the time, but we grew up with that also. You know, we grew up with Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and stuff. So it was always left of center, you know.
Yeah, I've been listening to and enjoying your new album, Talking to the River.
Thank you.
It is quite eclectic. I mean, there's a thread that goes through it, but it goes off in quite a few musical directions.
It does. We're confused that way.
Well, the three of you are going to play one of the songs from Talking to the River, You're Losing Me to No One?
Yes.
Okay, and this is going to be in our studio. Sisters Morales on Insight in October. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, still more great live musical performances from our show this year. We'll be right back. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Callison. Did something on Insight particularly please you? Email us and say what it was and why you liked it so much at insight@capradio.org. Coming up this afternoon from Capital Public Radio News, in a surprise move, Governor Schwarzenegger releases his budget plan for next year earlier than usual. You'll hear the details and reaction later today on All Things Considered. We're listening again to some of our favorite live music this year on Insight. Sacramento pop rock group The Pinder Brothers came by in January, the day their latest album, Ordinary Man, came out. Their musical heritage includes the great pop of the 60s, as does their personal heritage. Their father is Mike Pinder, one of the founders of the Moody Blues. The Pinder Brothers are Matt and Michael Lee. I asked Michael Lee how they divvy up the writing for their songs.
It's just whoever wants to throw an idea out there, Matt will say, let's do this. Or he's always encouraging me to be a lot more hard-edged and rocking, whereas I write the real soft, folky ballads.
And Matt, does one of you tend to write the words and the other the music, or is it a real team job?
It's kind of a little bit of collaborative effort of both. Most often, Mike will write a song. Michael will write a song and bring it to me, and I'll give him my advice on it, maybe suggest a couple changes to be made. And whether or not, you know, the cream rises to the top on those suggestions and we can siphon it off, that's what makes the difference, is the collaborative effort, definitely. And keeping an open mind especially is important for an artist level, because so many artists are so personal with their music. And to be able to comment on that personal side of their music and be so accepting is great. So it's awesome to be able to work with my brother and on that songwriting level.
Right now you're going to perform for us in the studio, and this of course is an acoustic version of the Pinder Brothers. What's the song?
The song is entitled "O Woman," written by my brother Michael Lee.
And the studio version of this is on the album Ordinary Man. Michael Lee's got his acoustic guitar, and he and Matt are going to be singing in the song. It's the Pinder Brothers.
"O woman, hear me cry. Find the meaning of my life. Souls convening like the stars in the sky. Oh woman, hear me cry," she said to me. "All running water to the sea.
dry the tears of my eyes. When I'm sleeping, all my fears will subside. Oh, woman, hear me cry, she said to me. All bridges burning for return to the sea. In silent yearning, yearning, oh, the fire is burning to the ground. Hear the sound of the hours turning round. All my fears feel like years coming down. The sand slips through my hand, and I'm homeward bound. Oh, woman, hear me cry. By the tears of my eyes, when I'm sleeping, all my fears will subside. Oh, woman, hear me cry, she said to me.
Pinder Brothers on Insight in January. We're listening again to some of the best live music on our show this year. In August, we heard from all-girl rock band Aphrodite's Trainwreck. They met at the annual music summer camp Stairway to Stardom. Stairway to Stardom director Larissa Breisky came by with the band. I asked singer Iris Shanks if, at the beginning of camp, she had wanted to be in an all-girl band.
No, actually, I was kind of hoping that it would be kind of like half and half, like half girls, half guys. But I'm right now really glad that it's an all-girl band.
Why? What's so good about it?
Well, it's just we can have, like, fun, and we can talk about things that, like, co-ed bands can't talk about, and we could just, like, hang out, and we have, like, similar opinions on a lot of things, and it just kind of works.
And when you auditioned, did you want to be a singer?
Yeah, I did. I also tried out for bass, but me and Larissa both kind of decided that that wasn't right, so...
Sophia Jorgensen is a drummer. Sophia, can you step forward?
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
And you play drums. Did you play drums before?
Yeah.
So you wanted to be a drummer in this band?
Yeah.
And were you looking to be in an all-girl band?
I was just really hoping I would get in.
She just wanted to get into the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larissa, do many people not get in?
There are a couple of people every year. We just aren't able to find a good fit for them. It's not necessarily because they aren't good enough to be in the program. Maybe they just don't have the availability that they need. They have to rehearse quite a bit.
Yes.
And they have to have a pretty flexible summer schedule. So a couple of people didn't make it in, but most of them do.
Well, we're going to hear a song performed live in our studio by Aphrodite's Trainwreck. First, though, Emma Simpson, the bassist. Emma's
yes.
been on Insight before. Emma, welcome back.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what the song is called and how you all wrote it?
Well, this song is called Clumsy Choreography, and our singer, she wrote and performed it already, and we kind of collaborated on it, and our coach, Thomas Murphy, he helped us a lot on it,
okay.
So it's all collaborative.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing it as Sophia goes behind the a partition here so that the drums, the bongos, don't overwhelm the sound in our studio. Our guests are the all-girl band Aphrodite's Trainwreck. They're going to play Clumsy Choreography. Take it away.
Tumblings, but no one really knows who the other dancer is. You take your partner's hand, you begin to sway. Maybe it's tomorrow and maybe it's today, but you know you're gonna dance with him somehow. Catch my breath and I'll straighten up. I can only hope that I'm out of luck. Put on my shoes and I brush my hair, and my only wish is that you would be there. Trying to find a reason why, yeah. Because of you I have to hide. Trying to find a reason why.
Aphrodite's Trainwreck on Insight in August. Here's our final selection from some of this year's musical highlights on Insight, jazz musicians from the acclaimed Rio Americano High School Band program. Rio Americano bands have won many awards over the years and played at places like the Monterey Jazz Festival and the Sydney Opera House. Four Rio Americano musicians and their director Josh Murray joined me in November. I asked Josh how Rio Americano High School comes to have such a good band program.
Well, actually, my predecessor there at Rio, Craig Fagnani, kind of built the program up in the 80s and really got a reputation going and kept that going through the 90s. And I came on in 98 and have been doing it since then, along with Craig. And then he moved on to administration just a year ago. And I have a new partner, Max Kiesner, and we're just kind of, you know, keeping it going every morning at 6:50 in the morning, rehearsing and trying to swing.
Is it all jazz?
No, not at all. No, we have a very large program, comprehensive program. We do we have three levels of concert band and three levels of jazz band and a small ensemble class where the kids can kind of come in and write their own curriculum as well.
And the jazz, what kind of jazz? How would you describe the jazz music that the bands play?
Well, really music that feels good and hopefully swings, you know, and heavy emphasis on improvisation in what we do. And I really like to go back many, many decades, and we study a lot of Duke Ellington and Count Basie. I think that's really where it begins.
Josh Murray is director of the Rio Americano High School Band program. In our studio are four musicians from the program. Josh, why don't you tell us who's in the studio, and then we'll get to the song they're going to play.
Well, let's see. We have over here on drums, we have Cashel Barnett, and on bass, we have Nathan Swedlow. On guitar, we have Zach Guyberson. And on saxophone, we have Zach Darf.
And three of them are juniors, as I understand, and Cashel, the drummer, is a senior.
Yes, that's correct.
Good. Now, tell us about the song that we're going to hear. It's not just any song.
No, it's not. It was written, actually, I heard it for the first time today. It was written by our saxophonist here, Zach Darf, and it's called Newton's Fifth Law.
One, two, thank you.
That's Insight for today. I'm Jeffrey Callison. For more on the guests and topics you hear on Insight, go to our webpage capradio.org/insight. Coming up on Capital Public Radio, a fight between Time Warner and Viacom over programming fees has gotten ugly. Tonight, Time Warner Cable may drop 19 Viacom channels from its lineup, including Nickelodeon, MTV, and Comedy Central. That story and the rest of the day's business news next on Marketplace. Today's associate producer was Lynn Weaver. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's senior producer is Jen Picard, who did considerable editing work on today's program. Thanks to everyone else who contributed to Insight in one way or another this year, starting with our various associate producers, former assistant producer Robin Souza, and the many hundreds of guests you heard. Special thanks to everyone in Capital Public Radio's news and operations departments, and to every PIO and PR person who worked hard to get us the right guests at the right time. And thank you for listening. Best wishes for 2009. Insight returns next Monday.